More than 800,000 residents of the territories of Donetsk and Luhansk regions, occupied by Russia, have acquired expedited Russian citizenship. Russian propaganda media outlet TASS reports with reference to the data of the Ministry of Internal Affairs of the Russian Federation. According to Ministry's statistical reports, from April 2019 to the present, more than 800,000 people have acquired the citizenship of the Russian Federation based on the decree of the President of the Russian Federation of 24 April 2019, the ministry informs. It also reported that less than 1% of applications for Russian citizenship were rejected, adding that granting Russian citizenship to residents of the so-called DPR and LPR is underway. According to the information released by the collaborators, the issuance of Russian passports in the occupied territories of Zaporizhia region will begin on Saturday, the 11th of June. Earlier, in Melitopol captured by Russia, unknown Ukrainian patriots distributed leaflets urging not to take Russian passports. The other day, the National Resistance Center informed that the invaders were ready to pay for a Russian passport to be issued in Kherson region, but no one was willing to. According to intelligence data, people are offered a reward of rub 10,000 for agreeing to become a citizen of Russia and support the so-called pseudo-referendum. However, such tactics of the occupiers have not yielded any results and there is no support among the population. As a reminder, on 25 May, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree to expedite citizenship procedures for residents of the temporarily occupied territories of Zaporizhia and Kherson regions of Ukraine. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine condemned this decision and called it legally void. The foreign ministry stressed that the enforced passportization of Ukrainians was yet another evidence of the criminal goal of Russia's war against Ukraine, the seizure of Ukrainian territories for their further occupation and integration into Russia's legal, political, and economic field. Bohdan Marushchuk.